murderers decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Hello and welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse. I am Nalzili.
And I'm Danny.
And today's very sad.
Guys, when I tell you this case makes me angry.
Yeah, like, no, I was livid.
Blood boiling angry. Like I wanted to climb into my computer and punch this man myself. Because I've never been, you know, normally we're quite impressed with the criminals.
Yeah.
Like, yes, DB Cooper jumps out the plane or Pablo Escobar uses speedboats. This man, Nolene, why did you choose this topic?
I didn't know who he was. Like, I've heard his name before, but I didn't know exactly what he was all about. So I was like, let's see.
So if you haven't gathered who it is, it's Jeffrey Epstein. You should have heard his name. He was in the news quite recently.
Yeah.
Has been in the news quite recently. And I mean, I'd also heard said name.
Yeah.
Guys, I can't. Like, I just look at... We have a picture here in front of us and I just want to...
Punch the picture.
No, I want to shred it. I'll just shred the paper.
So, if you don't know who Jeffrey Epstein is, Jeffrey Edward... He doesn't look like any... Anyway, Jeffrey Edward Epstein was an American financier and convicted sex offender. Full stop.
Yeah.
Epstein began his professional life...
No, wait. Not full stop. Exclamation mark.
Exclamation mark.
I'll put one there.
Very disappointed. Like gun, bullets, bombs.
Gonna be a lot of exclamation points in this thing.
Epstein began his professional life by teaching at a private school in Manhattan. Why he went to the school...
We'll get into the details.
Despite lacking a college degree, after his dismissal from the school, he entered the banking and financial sector, working at Bernstein's in various roles. He eventually started his own firm. Epstein developed an elite social circle and procured many women and children who were sexually abused by himself and some of his associates.
Okay, my mans. Okay, so we actually have an actual eyewitness story of one of the girls that was taken by Epstein. And her name is Virginia Roberts.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read it for you. I was a baby stuck in a world where grown-ups were allowed to do whatever they wanted and I was lost. Money should not be able to buy you the power to get away with hurting people. And it's not normal. I don't care how rich you are. You have the privilege of being wealthy. Great. Fantastic. Do something great about it. Do something good with your money. I mean, how many evil people just sat back and let this happen? I was taken on Lolita Express and what happened on that plane happened in his bedroom, the massage rooms, on the beach, wherever we were. The abuse did not stop just because we were in the air. 95% of the time, there was sex involved. I was horrified. I was sad. I was angry. I was disgusted. I was a shell, and the only way I could cope with what I was going through was taking Xanax. Xanax is like an anti-anxiety tablet, but it also made me feel numb. It helped me to cope with what was going on at the time. It took... a lot of people involved for this operation to run the way it did. It took doctors, psychiatrists, gynecologists, dentists. All these people knew what was going on. There were hairstylists, drivers, chauffeurs, butlers, housemaids, and all these people turned a blind eye. We were right there, blatantly in front of them. They knew exactly what was going on, and everyone turned a blind eye. I think it's everyone's responsibility in the world to not let our children grow up in an era where sex trafficking is the most profitable industry in the world. It's $100 billion profit a year just on human trafficking, just on modern day slavery. How is this not being talked about? How is this even happening?
That is hectic.
No, you know what makes me so angry?
Yeah.
Did she listed how gynecologists,
yeah,
dentists,
yeah,
they
all on a freaking knew. Kid.
They all on knew this was happening. They knew that Jeffrey Epstein was doing this to little girls, and they said nothing. To me, you are just as much to blame.
Yeah.
Because you should have stood up. And yeah. One of the things people argued about the Holocaust, about the ordinary Germans, they yeah. said, why didn't you say something? Yeah. You knew the Jews were being persecuted. Many of them claimed they actually didn't know. Obviously, we can't tell who's lying and who wasn't lying. But it's the same thing here. If you, like, you can't stand back while this has just happened. You, how can you watch knowing you just made a meal for this little child? Who is now going to be abused by this man, this full grown man.
Oh, you're the hairstylist because he wants his girls to look a certain way. And you're freaking doing hairstyles on a kid who's about to be sexually abused by an old man.
I mean, it's disgusting. To me, you are a blight on humanity. You yeah. don't deserve to be here. Okay, yeah. That is disgusting. These are little girls. These are girls that they ranged from 13 to 16. Mm. My cousin is 15 years old. And if this had ever happened to her, that man would have experienced
Dead.
Pain.
Dead.
On such another level.
Dead. Dead.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
But to sit back, I don't care if it costs me my life. I yeah. would not stay silent. Yeah. I mean, these are children.
Yeah.
They are children. So let's look at who he was. So obviously we have Jeffrey Epstein, and he was born on the 20th of January 1953 in Brooklyn,
man, that's my sister's
New
birthday,
York.
You disgusting man.
Yeah, no, shame. He was good with numbers, and I was on the math team at Lafayette High School and briefly studied math and physics, but never actually received a degree. Okay, in the mid-70s, he began teaching calculus and physics at Dalton School, okay? At school, he was known to wear fur coats, have his shirt unbuttoned, and have, gold chains.
Why did the school allow that? Exactly.
Okay, I know my mom can't even wear jeans to work at school because they're too informal, okay? How is this allowed?
Yeah.
How is this allowed?
The fact that his shirt is buttoned down. And these girls in the school.
He used to show up to high school parties. Imagine your teacher showing up to your 18th
that
birthday.
That is weird.
No.
No.
No. Okay. And apparently he used to creepily look at girls in the corridors. And guys, I would have moved schools very,
me too.
Very quickly. Okay. And someone did file a complaint, which did get him fired. Later on. And from that, in 1976, he actually then got hired as a junior assistant at Beer Stearns. Now, here, this is where I got a little bit confused. Why would he be hired if he didn't actually have a degree?
Yeah. And what made me the most angry is the person that hired him was a parent of one of the kids at the school.
That's disgusting.
That, my sir, once you've heard this guy has a complaint against him.
Please, can you go and look yourself in the mirror? Go look there. Because it's your fault.
Yeah.
Because Epstein was able to get away with so much because he made millions in this sector of work.
Yeah.
I blame you.
Yeah.
Go and I hope you sleep well at night. I'm just saying. And from there, he actually then he left the company and started his own company called J. Epstein & Co. And he refused to take on clients that had less than $1 billion in assets. Okay. And if you signed with him, it meant he had complete control over your finances. Okay. If you had an account of $15 billion, he alone could yield $75 million a year.
That's hectic.
$75 million. Dollars.
I'm sorry, these people are billionaires. Do you not do background checks on who you're getting into business with?
No, I'm
with?
Sorry. Like,
because you would have found out he got fired
from
his school.
No, but this is the thing is his associates were all in on it. It was like, oh, come to my place. I've got three or four girls.
Yeah.
And you can do whatever you want. Like, it's disgusting, guys.
It was probably a part of their contract signing and stuff because they're crazy.
If I came across this man in the street, shot him point blank in the forehead. I'm sorry. He doesn't deserve. Oh, he makes me angry.
Yeah.
Okay. And he had a relationship with this girl called Glenn Maxwell. She's a little bit dodgy. But it was always, I don't know what their relationship entailed.
She apparently was said to have been bringing these girls in for him. And she would threaten them and say if they acted out of line. She would threaten them and then say, if you don't, this is going to happen to you. Or I know you jog here, so you better be careful because there's many ways to die there. Or they'd take their passports. So they were unable to leave. And apparently there were many times where she actually would get involved in these acts as well.
Oh my
The
God.
One girl recounts seeing her like taking her clothes off, and then she was like, "What the heck is going on?" So yeah, this lady was hectic, dodgy.
No, Miss Glenn,
hectic, dodgy.
I think she's probably still alive.
She is still alive. She's disappeared. They don't know where she is because they're wanting to put these cases on her.
You see, this is why we don't trust the FBI with cases.
No.
Now she's gone.
Mm?
Do you see?
Mm?
Do you see?
Mm?
Okay. So let's look a bit into the story and how it all came to be and how he got caught and stuff like that. And what happened was in March 2005, a 14-year-old girl confessed to her parents that she had been molested by Jeffrey Epstein at his Palm Beach house in Palm Beach. I just realized when I just said the name of where it was. And so they took her to the police. And they did questioning and they did interviews. And from these interviews, they actually discovered that what happens was she was brought to the house by two of her friends.
Yeah.
And those two friends were then questioned. And they were like, no, we were also brought to the house by two friends. So basically what Epstein would do is he would get these girls and then abuse them and everything. And then he would offer them money to bring more of their friends over.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically you're getting these poor little children involved.
Yeah.
They're making them do the dirty work. They are then bringing their friends over to your place. And I mean, he probably threatened to kill them or whatever if they didn't.
Yeah.
I don't understand. 13, guys, that's so tiny and small.
It is. You get messed up, firstly, when you get abused. And now he's saying to you, probably I'll kill your family. You can see the amount of money and power I have. And secondly, I'll give you money to bring your friends.
Bring your friends. I won't touch you again if you bring your friends.
Yeah.
It's probably stuff like that.
Yeah.
And how it would happen is they would arrive in a taxi. They'd be taken to a side door where they would be served a snack.
Just imagine.
In the kitchen. And they would be taken up to the master bedroom where he would be lying waiting. Guys, it sounds so creepy.
It does sound creepy.
Like this, like I want to.
And the people who are freaking feeding these kids and taking them up to the master bedroom, what kind of a human being?
How do you do that? How do you be like, come
what
darling,
kind
let's
of a
go
human
upstairs.
Being? Just
shame on you.
Yo,
shame
on you.
I would
kill somebody. Somebody would die.
And apparently he used to pray. He used to like find girls that also didn't have like, they were homeless or.
Yeah.
They're young. So people aren't likely to take their stories as seriously, which is just so
sad.
But
I think if 40 people are coming and saying, and then he just, my word, I can't cheat the story.
And he literally created like a cult-like pyramid scheme.
Yeah, it was.
You come in, you get hurt, we offer you money, you bring someone else in. Like, imagine.
They get hurt.
Imagine
and
the
then
trauma.
They carry on. That is
imagine,
crazy.
Imagine, okay.
And now you're not only dealing with, I got abused, you're dealing with, I got my friend into the situation. That is
the
crazy.
Guilt, okay. And dozens of lawsuits were filed from victims. Okay. And so there's this thing called the Fifth Amendment in America, which means that you have the right not to say anything in case you self-incriminate yourself.
Yeah.
So every time you get asked a question, you could say, I invoke the Fifth Amendment. He invoked the Fifth Amendment over 200 times during questioning.
I'm sorry, what kind of judge doesn't then go, no?
No. Sorry.
This case needs to actually, like, 200 times?
His file was 53 pages long. Okay, and they at this time, in 2005, they had found over 40 girls who he had been his victims.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, and here's where I also get so angry, is because normally he would have been trialed federal charges and ended up in the pit of prison and he should be there. Okay? But he has money.
Yeah.
He has money. So his,
I mean, he owns his own island. So
the lawyers made a plea deal.
Yeah.
And he pled guilty to two accounts of prostitution. Okay. Now, first of all, these were not prostitutes.
No.
So you are labeling these girls who he had brought to his house.
Yeah.
Who he then did who knows what to them. And now you're going to put blame on them as well by calling them prostitutes, because that's being a prostitute is illegal. So you're going to place that name on them as well. And he got 13 months in jail. 13 months.
Which it wasn't really 13 months, because he could leave the prison six days a week to work.
He was in a private wing. number one, which so in it's known that in prison, child like abusers and stuff don't do well in prison because, you know, shame. There is a line, and apparently, like, I know there's murders and stuff like that, but apparently, child abusers, they don't last long.
No,
okay. He should have been there. Mm. He should have been suffering in his orange jumpsuit. They should have gone after him. No, private wing. And he could go to work for 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. He was allowed to leave the prison and go to his office. How is that prison? Mm. How is that punishment? Mm. For everything this man has done. I don't know.
And then the Attorney General still wants to say it was a victory because at least he registered as a sex offender. I'm like, what?
And my thing was the plea also then it was in the agreement or whatever. He didn't have to name names. So every single one of the other friends or men or whoever came over to his house who also did who knows what to these girls stayed safe. Yeah. No one knows their names. No one knows who they are. They are roaming around free after everything they have done.
Yeah.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
It makes me so angry. I just want to strangle them.
And one of the girls said that when she was over at his island, one of his friends came over, which is one of the guys who is in royalty in England. And apparently he said to her that she must go with the guy. And like, who does that to people? I just don't understand how people work in this world.
No, I don't.
And now they've all come out and said, no, that's not true. He would never do that. Don't believe it.
My guy?
You have a picture with the girl.
You were right. You were in the next
room. There's a picture with the girl when she was 17. Him and her. And then they're going, no, he would never do that. I'm like, what? Rubbish.
No, I'm sorry. And then his case got handed over to the FBI. Okay. And I mean, the thing was, he was influential. He had status. He had money.
Mm.
Okay, that plays a big role in your favor when it comes to the justice system. Okay, but in 2018 there was an investigative expose that was written, and by now there were 80 girls who had come forward.
Mm.
Okay, listen, I really believe that there are a whole bunch that have still said nothing. Yeah. I feel like 80 is still a low number because he's been doing this since like the sick 80s.
And they said that he would even do 2 to 3 times a day.
I mean, like, absolutely outrageous. And this article then put Epstein back into like the hotspot of like news and stuff like that. And this time he couldn't really get his way out of it.
Mm.
They also found that it wasn't just at his Palm Beach mansion, and actually they then opened a new investigation in New York as well, so he was being investigated in more states. And on July 6th, 2019, Epstein was arrested, and 2 days later he was issued with federal charges for sexual trafficking of minors.
Yeah.
Okay. But we just want to bring this up. So yes, he had his houses in America.
Yeah.
But he had a private island.
Yeah.
And he had this private plane where he would put girls on the plane, take them to the island, and then, I mean, now, first of all, being in a city, like, in a house, I mean, it's bad enough, but you're on an island.
Yeah.
How do you run away?
Yeah.
How do you get out? The only way out of that island's on his plane.
Mm.
You're stuck there.
Yeah.
You can't swim back. Okay, these were like, these are quite far islands off the coast of America.
Yeah.
Where do you go? There's no police to call. It's his island.
Mm. And then everyone else that works there is not going to help you. Could you imagine how these girls must have begged so many of the workers there?
Please help me. And you, they probably would just turn a blind eye and carry on with your life. I'm sorry. And that was the thing. He had so much wealth and so much power to protect himself, to isolate himself. And I mean, he made all his employees sign non-disclosure agreements.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, even though, okay, spoiler alert, he's dead. But those agreements still apply. They can't say anything.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know you're causing trouble when you like you can't say nothing. You know, I mean, I would have been like, it's fine, I'll find another job. Red flags.
Me too. Yeah.
Red flags.
Red flags. I'm sure I would have like probably called like anonymous calls. it's going down. Please come.
Please.
Like, this island, there's something that's wrong. But knowing
but
him,
my thing,
the
right?
person probably would have been traced back and killed.
So, you know, like, laws apply to, like, certain areas. So, like, you know, I don't know. Like, you know how tax laws different.
Yeah.
And all these. So, if it's his island, his private island.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the laws of the. Is it then mean it's not illegal there? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because it's his island, it's his laws. Like, if I opened my, if I had my own country, the laws that I make are the ones that apply in my country.
Yeah.
So if it's his island, he makes the, he basically makes the law. So then can they do anything about it? Because
yeah.
it's his island, it's his law.
But who owned it before that? Pretty sure it was the state that it's connected
to. Bought it from someone else. I don't know where he bought, but like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because technically that's immunity because it's his island. It's not connected to international or to other. It's in international waters.
Yeah.
Laws don't apply there.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's a bit deep. No, I don't like this man. I don't like this man. And then the allegations extended to Glenn Maxwell, who was one of his recruiters. Epstein pleaded not guilty of all allegations. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise.
But he even offered $100 million in bail, but it wasn't granted. And then he was taken back to the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Lower Manhattan. And at 6:30 a.m. on July 23rd, 2019, Epstein was found dead in his cell and they ruled it as suicide by hanging.
Don't believe it.
My guy got off way too easy. He should have suffered, if I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
He really should have. And I know, like, some of the celebrities that have been connected to him, for example, they said Chrissy Teigen, which is John Legend.
He was also
wife,
associated with Bill Clinton.
Yeah, with Bill Clinton. And apparently she was on one of the planes going to his island. She's denied it, of course. So I'm going to say apparently. And then I remember one of the quotes, because him and Donald Trump were best friends. Ex-President Donald Trump of the United States. They were best friends. And in one of the quotes, at the end of the quote, he said, and he said to like women like me, and most of them are on the younger side. So I don't know if he meant
that, yeah.
younger, meaning not kids, or I don't know what he was referring to. Because we all know he like would date women that were younger than him, but they were women, they weren't kids.
Yeah, I get
so I don't
mean.
Know if in his mind he was talking about the women or if he was talking about the kids.
Yeah, but that's my thing is, you see, people now, like, they wouldn't come forward because if you knew, they're gonna be like, so why didn't you? Because you can be tried as an accessory.
Yeah,
you can be tried as me, like, well, why didn't you come forward? You knew this was happening.
Yeah,
and I mean, suicide. People are actually quite angry. They say that they should have kept a closer eye on him in the prison because they say he's dead now, but justice still hasn't been served.
Yeah.
Which I kind of agree because this man deserved... Yeah. This case makes me... It's just, you know, it's little girls. It's like 13... I mean, think of yourself when you were 13 years old. Think of how vulnerable you were, how innocent you were, how... ignorant you were to the world.
Yeah.
And having to go through that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I can't. Like.
And many times, Maxwell, for example, would say to the girls, no, we're taking you out for a job. So there's even a post, and the post says, looking for a female masseuse, a teenage masseuse. And it has her name at the bottom with Jeffrey Epstein's number right underneath her name. Like, bruh, you can't deny it anymore. And apparently,
okay, FBI,
right after that post.
FBI with your 30 whatever thousand agents. Come on, we can do better than this.
Like, honestly, honestly. Find the lady.
Find her. She...
And she's probably doing it for some other rich man. Because straight after that, she distanced herself from him. And then you could see her in pictures with other wealthy men.
I mean, it's
who
not
knows?
Like she went to the moon.
Yeah.
Okay? She's on planet Earth.
Yeah.
I mean... We know the technology there in your secret spice place.
We know
it's there, okay? You can find her if you
Seriously.
Really tried. You could really find
Enlist
her.
Enlist the help of the CIA because they're all over the world, aren't
exactly.
they? Come on, it's not that hard.
Like, normally I get really excited about the cases and stuff, but I was researching and I've never actually been... I was angry.
Yeah.
I was actually angry. I was like, this man... mustn't be classified as human.
Yeah.
It's not a human. I don't know what he is. I'm not associating myself with that. Absolutely not. So like, shame.
It's a really tragic case.
It's a tragic story,
but we know America is littered with stories of child abuse. I mean, from the underground layers with kids to the torturing of babies.
We've been saying he got away so long because of his money.
Yeah.
How many more of these guys?
Yeah.
How many more of these high up influential businessmen, politicians, who knows who, is doing the exact same thing, but they have the money. Because when you have money, basically, you can do what you want.
And Barack Obama has been spotted with a couple of little girls looking very dodgy, but everybody just tries to excuse him. I'm like, I'm sorry, that's not how you hold a child at all.
So you see, when you have money, which it irritates me, because these girls, I mean, they were violated and treated in a way that no one should be treated.
Yeah.
And when they were children as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like, I don't know, there's nothing more to say, but death was too easy.
Yeah.
Should have suffered first.
Yeah. And hopefully those girls find healing and restoration from this case. I mean, that's hectic.
I know a lot of them have like got together.
Yeah.
And I know the girl we read in the beginning, she's actually opened like a company and there's like a website, and on the website is numbers because she said, these are the numbers I wish I had when I was in this situation.
Yeah.
Numbers for doctors or numbers for like healthcare worker, whoever. And it's literally this whole website where if you are in this situation, you have a way to get out.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have that back then. So the girls, I mean, that's impressive on her part. And really I commend her on that part.
Yeah.
So at least they are doing something good with it.
Yeah.
But I mean, find Glenn, please, FBI. Let's come on, chop chop. But I think that's it for this week.
Yeah.
But we have a surprise next week.
Ah! We're full of surprises.
So you must join in, otherwise that's your own fault for missing. But from now until next time,
no mourners,
no funerals.
Hopefully there were no mourners at his funeral. Just saying.
Active FM radio has never been better.
Join the Active FM show? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM, and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow, and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.